Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I imagine I would have been happy with that. Congratulations to Brighton. They played an outstanding game. I really thought in moments maybe we made it a little bit too easy for them, but in general they played outstanding and we not. We tried to help the boys with slightly different organization. I actually thought it could have worked pretty well. We had moments where it worked well, where we put them under pressure, but in all situations when we won the ball, we lose the balls in a moment much too easy. That's the main problem. So it means we never get this something going. So Brian was better for the whole 96, 97 minutes, but it's nearly half time. So, and it's allowed for us as well to play not a good half, have a kind of a result, and let's go from there. But then obviously the second half started with the worst possible start, be 1-0 down. And in a game, it was obviously clear already that one team is ready to play a really good game and one team tries to, or fights have with themselves pretty much to get something going. That's the worst possible start, and that's what everybody saw then. Just the problems are the same like last week when we spoke about it. We don't win the key battles on the pitch, the key challenges, and we give the ball too easy away. That's difficult to organize, like protection for losing balls you should not lose. that's not easy. But fully my responsibility, because I had an idea with a different formation and that didn't work out. So, yeah. Sorry.
James?
Jürgen, you mentioned it's the same problems again. Is that, are the players just not listening? Are you not being able to get your message through to them, or are they not able to do what you're asking for them? Because it is the same issues again.
Yeah, okay. I think it's okay to ask a question, but I don't have to answer. I don't think that the week looked like everybody got what I said, to be honest. So putting it on the pitch is then probably a bit, if you face a team full of confidence and joy and stuff like this, and then we need to have key moments as well, where we put the ball over the line, which we had obviously chances, I think for 2-1, right, probably. We had these moments, but they don't go up. There was no moment in the game where we could get a little lift and go from there. And that obviously, and the outcome is horrible to watch, to be honest. That's, on one side, I think everybody with a Brighton shirt on or a Brighton heart enjoyed the game a lot. And I don't think anybody with a Liverpool heart enjoyed it for a second. So I think the players listen. I'm pretty sure about that. But I know where I'm coming from. And I see as well that it didn't look like it, but that's it.
You went across to the away end after the game, put your hands together. Was that your way of apologising to them?
I think they were exceptional, to be honest. They realized that's not our day, and they still showed that they're real supporters. Yeah, of course. You don't have a lot of. How can you really show, say thank you? But yeah, that was my way to do it.
Jim White.
Yeah, could you midway through the second half, you put 4 substitutes on at once. I just wondered, have you ever done that before in your career?
I think this was the, I said before, I don't know. Oh, there are four in our ones. We cannot change four so long, so no, probably not. So exactly, we only can do it since a few months. Probably not, no. But three in ones, I'm for sure I did. Yeah, just fresh legs, not getting injured. You know, we had these situations today. You saw it. BR team, we don't foul usually, like harsh or whatever. But we got yellow cards, and you could see frustration was involved in that. And two yellow cards, we thought, okay, come on, we don't make it worse with getting a red and stuff like this. So that's and it was clear. It makes absolute sense to talk about it, but it was really, would have been really necessary to play real football, play a man marking system. You have to move, you have to play, you have to pass the ball and stuff like this. So we have footballers out there. So we tried, we said, okay, come on, bring on fresh legs and let's play a little bit. In the end, nothing worked out today. But I think always in the little football playing moments, I think everybody could see how close we were to cause more problems than we did. It was first half a situation after 2-3 passes. The center half defensive with a long big toe, if you want. If he doesn't reach the ball, then Cody is alone in front of the goalie, stuff like this. So we didn't have that. I don't expect anybody to remember good situations from our game. What I remember is one situations, Brighton going on the goalie or going on the center half. So that was the story of the game. And that's why when you lose the balls in moments where it cannot be really protected, that's why it looks, we stand on 2 feet and it just passes us full throttle speed. I have nothing good to say about this game.
Neil Jones.
Jürgen, throughout your time at Liverpool, throughout your career, you've spoken about fight and energy and challenges. Does that make it harder for you to accept that the problem with your team at the moment, in your words, is you're not winning challenges, you're not competing the way you would want them to?
Yeah, of course, it's something I don't like, but it's not that I think, you don't win challenges. It's my job to organize a situation like that, that the boys arrive in a challenge, in a situation where they can have challenges. And yes, then of course, I said last week, I cannot win a challenge for them. That's true, but it's my job to organize it, that they arrive there in the right moment. It's my job to make the right lineup, all these things, to set up the right tactics, all these. There's a lot of things, and I had really nice moments doing that. I'm not sure if I'm still, it's still because the game is so, it's only a few minutes ago, but I can't remember worst game. I honestly can't. And I mean, all, not only Liverpool, I can't remember. And that's my responsibility. So, and yeah, that makes it really low point for the moment, clear.
Gents, we've got a lot of people asking, we're not going to get through everyone, so I'll give the last two on the front to the gentleman here.
His
decision.
I was just going to ask if there are some games where you just have to say, I'm coach home, let's just forget about that.
No, there might be games, this is not. No, this is not a, I would say, a one-off or something like that. Unfortunately, the moment is not great. Eh? So yes, we have injury problems, all these kind of things, but come on, the team we could line up today was absolutely not a bad one, really not. What we made of it was not good. That's true. But no, it's not a moment where you say, come on, forget it. And actually, I didn't say a lot after the game now to the boys, because I don't think anything what I would have said would have helped. And it's not the right moment to start if I have to say something which helps either way, like wake somebody up or lift somebody, then I have the time for doing that tomorrow. But I was not in a right mindset to do that tonight, this afternoon.
James, in particular, with people like Henderson and Fabinho and Matic, who have been so integral to all the success that you've had, it sort of feels like that team is something of the past now, and you would really have to build something completely new.
It's our fault that you can ask this question. I understand it. But it's not like the changes had now nothing to do with that. So I cannot change offensive players because I don't have, really. So it's not that we say, okay, all up front is everything all right, but midfield is everything not good. That's why we changed there. We're slightly limited. Our fault that you have that impression. So,
but neither Fabinho nor Henderson have had their best season this year, have they?
And some others. Yeah, true. No, if they, yeah, no, probably not. Who had the best? Who had their best season yet for us? Yeah, difficult there. So, yeah, but that's the normal things that are coming up when you open the door for these kind of questions, for these kind of thoughts. I understand that, but we have to make sure that you can ask this question anymore, and that's obviously our job.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.